Somalia hasn't had a functioning government for a couple of decades, but now the European Union has taken on the challenge of helping to build a national army for that country. EU soldiers are spending a year training 2,000 Somali recruits, while the U.S. pays the salaries of the new soldiers. The plan is to send them to the capital, Mogadishu, to help fight Islamist insurgents. NPR's Frank Langfitt visited the soldiers at their new training ground.
Class is in the rolling hills of southwestern Uganda. There's crowd control. Target practice. And urban warfare 101. First Sergeant Paulo Gujao of the Portuguese Army is showing Somali recruits how to fight in the streets and abandoned buildings. The small brick structure stands in for the bombed-out Somali capital. A student lies inside, poking the barrel of his AK-47 through a hole. Gujao teaches as another man translates.
Don't put the muzzle of your weapon, okay? Outside the building, because when you shoot, especially at night, the enemy will see the flame, okay? It's easy. They will pick up the RPG-7 and you and your guys inside the room. All of you will die, okay?
Then, in Somali, he asks if they understand.
Mafante, don't forget, always be more smart than Al-Shabaab. Always.
Al-Shabaab is an Islamist militant group that controls most of South and Central Somalia. In recent weeks, it's tried to destroy the country's weak U.S.-backed government with a surge of suicide bombs and mortar fire. Al-Shabaab wants to turn Somalia into a strict Islamist state. Some members want to export violence to neighboring countries in East Africa, including American allies. Gujao hopes his students can help derail those plans, but he says teaching them hasn't been easy, largely because of Somalia's anarchic history. Somalia's been engulfed in civil war for nearly two decades, and most schools have been closed for years.
You have people here, they can't read, so it's difficult. But they have one good thing, they want to learn, and that is very important. If they don't understand my letter, I make a picture on the ground.
Reading wasn't the only problem. Somalia fragments along complicated clan lines, like an East African version of the Hatfields and the McCoys, only on a larger, more lethal scale. Trainers say when recruits first got here, clans hung together and members occasionally got into fistfights. Colonel Philippe Bouillot is deputy commander for the training mission. He says the biggest surprise were the Somalis' fighting skills. For people who'd spent so much time at war, they weren't very good at it.
The guys who fight before in Mogadishu used the weapons, no aiming, nothing, and only to launch some bullets.
The Europeans are training the Somalis in a remote military base in Uganda with a basic budget of about $7 million. Next month, the recruits will return home and join thousands of Somali army soldiers who are heavily supported by about 7,000 African Union troops. Trainers here say building a competent military is critical to Somalia's future and security in East Africa. In July, Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for two bombings in Uganda, killing more than 70 people. Lieutenant Colonel Felix Kalija is a spokesman for the Ugandan army, which is hosting the training. He says if Somalia remains lawless,
it is a safe haven for terrorism. And I want to assure you, you American, you are not safe from terrorism as long as Somalia provides them a safe haven. So it pays the American to spend on stabilizing Somalia.
The U.S. government seems to agree. It's providing $100 a month in salary to recruits here through the end of the year. But getting money into the soldiers' pockets has been a problem. Just ask Muhammad Arabare. Arabare has fought with the Somali army for 7 years.
Alpha Bravo! Alpha Bravo! Alpha Bravo!
Bravo!
Right now, he's practicing squad attacks on a grassy hillside. He says the government owes him a lot of money.
After 3 or 4 months, we get 1 month's pay.
Other soldiers say they wait even longer. Arabare says this kills morale. He said during one training trip, soldiers deserted in droves.
When we went to train in Ethiopia, there were 900 of us. After 3 months, we were down to 300. Some joined Al-Shabaab because they hadn't been paid. Some went home and some disappeared.
Arabare says some soldiers even sold their government-issued rifles to Al-Shabaab for $800 or $900 just to buy food. The U.S. government is using an accounting firm to monitor payments. American officials say part of the problem is the Somali government doesn't have enough money to pay the entire army regularly. Another is internal corruption. Arabari says the EU trainers taught him many new valuable skills, like fighting in urban areas and how to set up roadblocks, and he's excited to put them to use.
I'll go back to Somalia and train other soldiers there.
The EU trainers say that's the ultimate test, not what recruits learn here in Uganda, but whether they return to Somalia and use it to help their homeland. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.